Thanks, Brad. Good morning. A sergeant with the Fortuna Police located a vehicle traveling southbound on Fortuna Boulevard without taillights. After pulling him over, the sergeant detected the strong odor of marijuana coming from the vehicle. The driver, 20-year-old Kane McIntyre, related that he had a medical recommendation for the use of marijuana, but it was determined to be expired. Several bags of marijuana packaged for sale were located, along with more than 80 tablets of ecstasy. While on scene, the passenger was contacted and he identified himself as an 18-year-old Johnny Adams of Arcata, but during investigation, officers determined he was providing a false name. His true name would be 24-year-old David Mark Lamb of Sonora. Lamb was found to have a no-bail felony warrant for petty theft with a prior, fraud, and resisting arrest. In a press release received this morning, detectives from the Eureka Police Department's Problem Orient Policing Unit were conducting narcotic enforcement in the Old Town area of Eureka Monday afternoon, and during that investigation, Cynthia Sue Bryson was spotted riding a bicycle near 3rd and L Streets. Detectives located 5.4 grams of heroin, 4 grams of meth, and a digital scale. She was taken into custody, booked into the Humboldt County Correctional Facility for possession charges. Deputies continue to actively work the residential burglary case that occurred on West End Road, Arcata. They contacted Travis J. Sovereign, a 35-year-old living at a residence on the 1000 block of M Street. And during the search, they recovered some stolen property. They also respond to another residence in the 1600 block of 2nd Street, Eureka, after learning property may be located there between the two locations. Deputies have recovered approximately 20 bottles of fine wine, serving pitchers, collectible baskets, a laptop computer, several collectible vinyl records, and more. Deputies also recovered 12 fishing poles that had been reported stolen from an unrelated burglary that occurred in Blue Lake. Sovereign was arrested for possession of the stolen property and parole violation. He was transported, booked into Humboldt County Correctional Facility, where he's being held without bail. The Eureka Police Department, along with Arcata Police, have taken advantage of the digital age with the installment of cameras mounted on patrol cars, cameras specifically calibrated to scan license plates. Eureka Police Chief Merle Harpum explains.
We have what's called a license plate reader, and we have two cars with the cameras mounted on them on the sides and also pointing to the back. And they each car has a capability of reading every license plate that comes within view.
The technology allows the patrol officer to continue the patrol unless the camera system alerts to a license plate for one of several reasons, a wanted felon perhaps, or a car that is associated with an Amber Alert, or if a vehicle has been stolen. Over the weekend, Eureka Police recovered 3 stolen vehicles thanks to the system. More KINS News after this.
St. Joseph Health believes every moment is precious, no matter who you are or where you come from. That's why we're making high-quality healthcare more convenient for your needs. St. Joseph Hospital's new patient care facility has expanded emergency, surgical, and diagnostic imaging services. The latest technology, the largest network, and highly skilled staff and physicians at both St. Joseph and Redwood Memorial Hospitals. That's St. Joseph Health.
Dan Squire takes a look at the City of Eureka's search for a new police chief. Here's Dan with more.
You're listening to KINS News and Information. Eureka City Manager Bill Panos has a full plate as he settles into his new job at City Hall. One of the priority issues facing Panos is the hiring of a new police chief and a search that has gone nationwide.
We've come to a determination that we want to do a national recruitment for a new police chief. And so that's what we're going to be doing. And we're going to be hiring a national recruiter, someone that's familiar with our area that has had a track record here. And we'll be doing that immediately. And it'll take about 4 months.
Panos went on to say,
our recruitment here is really looking to do a couple of things. One, to enhance the candidate pool so that we, you know, the community deserves the best police force that we can possibly give it. And the officers deserve to have, and the police department, the best leader that we can possibly find.
Panos then pointed out that the goal is a new hire by this summer.
Between now and the end of June, we'll be going through a process. Some more details will be coming out over the next couple of weeks. And by July 1, we hope to have a new police chief in place. And Merle can retire as he intended to do before.
Merle Harpum was hired as chief last year after serving yet another term with the interim label and has served with the Eureka Police Department for more than 50 years.
Thanks, Dan. With KIN Essence of the News, I'm Anthony Mantova.